Sunday, May 18th, St. Helens erupted, lights are on, travel is prohibited. It is as dark out as any night without any moon. The ash here on the heights is only about a quarter of an inch deep, but listening to the radio, it's as deep as 2 inches in some other places closer to Yakima. It seems that we seem to be on the edge of the fallout. Mom is in Cannon Beach, Oregon with Shirley this morning. I doubt they'll be home for a day or two. It appears now that probably school will even be out for one or two, maybe more days. I got up early and it was a beautiful morning, but I did notice a little black in the sky, but that was thunder clouds. I came in and ate breakfast and went out again about 9:30, and the clouds were real dark. I had to fix a sprinkler line, didn't think too much of it, and came in and went to church. About 10:30, we were interrupted that somebody wanted to move their car. They had to go home because they were afraid somebody would be frightened. About that time, everybody was disrupted, and of course, church service was disrupted, and the fallout had begun. We remained at church until the parents came after those little people who had come for church school, and then the younger people of the church drove some of the older folks home, or saw that some of the others that got home that transportation had not arrived. As of this time, it is not believed that the acidity is too great, but as the storm progresses, or I should say as the eruption progresses, I'm sure we'll have clippings, and that Ryan will have clippings that will keep you informed of what happened. In fact, I would suppose that this will probably make world news, and you'll probably hear about it before any message from us can get to you. Ray had to work from midnight to 8 this morning, and I woke him up, and of course now he's a little concerned since they have he and Chuck has the 40 acres over in Sela, and we have set two nice crops here. It's not known at this time just what effect this will have. I listened to the radio, and as yet they do not know what's going on because the cloud is up to about 50,000 feet, so aerial surveillance does not let them know what is happening. So much for the storm. It was real interesting. It was different than an eclipse because when it became so dark, I think darker than an eclipse, and of course it is remaining for a long time. Eruption, I just said peaceably, and we had a thunder clap to go with this dust storm that shook the lamps and the very dishes on the table. I've lost Lynn's dog in this storm. I hope she's downstairs with Ray. I'm just feeling up my scalp, and just, I suppose this dust has even come here in the house. It feels like I got sandpaper on my scalp. I guess I was out in the dust just for a few minutes. It just came over the radio that they don't know whether schools will be open tomorrow or not, that they will wait in the morning. The city's already standing by with their sweepers. If we got a good wind or a good rain, of course it could clear up in a short time. Just had a phone call from Brian. Diane was all excited because she couldn't get in touch with her folks, but I assured her everything over here was as normal could be under the circumstances. So a lot of the circuits are out. As I mentioned before, we're having an electrical storm as well as having this fallout. Brian said it was clear over there. Listening to the radio, the road from Portland to Seattle is out. I thought maybe your mother and Shirley Thompson, Mavis, would go that direction, but the road is closed because the Toodle River, which is at the foot of St. Helens, empties into the Cowlitz River, and they are afraid of a washout on I-5. In fact, the report just came through that I-5 between Seattle and Portland, some of it is underwater. However, a big log jam that they were afraid was going to take the I-5 bridge out across the Cowlitz has just passed. I was listening to Brian's radio as he was talking to me on the phone. Around here, of course, various groups, various places, and everybody's using CB radio because all the phone lines, I guess, are pretty well plugged. I said I wouldn't dwell on this phenomenon, but since I'm here and going through it, I don't think I want to go through another one. It's real eerie. But by the same token, it's just different. We just got another broadcast a few minutes ago saying at the present time they don't think that there's anything greatly toxic which is falling out at this time. Of course, they don't know what the long-range effect will be on livestock and this type of thing. They've just told people to get everything they could in undercover so they wouldn't be licking this off the grass, the cattle wouldn't be licking it off the grasses, and the pets wouldn't be running through it. Our dogs are laying under the canopy here by the house. Of course, the old Siamese cats just curl up in the chair and oblivious to it all. Some of the clicking that you've heard is when I've had to interrupt the tape. The others is when it's been interrupted with the thunderstorm and momentary power outages. You possibly can hear occasionally in the background some of this noise. It is now past 5:30. I've gone up and turned off the water because they're turning off the irrigation water. I've been listening to the radio reports. If we get a good rain after this is over, a good wind, the amount of acidity in the dust is not that great, and it probably will greatly help the fertility of the soil in the long run, although I don't know just what great value it will have. School is closed tomorrow. In fact, most businesses are closed in the Yakima area. Roads are still closed out of Yakima. Airport is still closed. Without a doubt, Ray has to report to the hospital at midnight. We both feel by that time the traffic will be little enough that if he drives slowly and takes an extra half an hour to get down there, that he shouldn't have any problem. If the dust hasn't blown away, or if the rain hasn't settled it by morning, then he will probably stay in Yakima and not return, because of course there's nothing he can do out here. If it is stopped by tomorrow, I suppose I'll start taking the air hose and start blowing stuff out of the equipment and taking the garden hose and start washing down the vehicles. A report just came from the Agriculture Department that hopefully it will not rain while we're having this fallout, but that we could have a good rainstorm or a good windstorm afterwards, because a good windstorm would blow it off if there'd be no damage. However, if we get rain during the dust fallout, there could be some damage to the fruit this year. The thunder and lightning has been circling around all afternoon and still seems rather close, but not as bad as it was. Several times it shook the house, and of course I've had the TVs unplugged because of the high voltage that has been coming through the lines on occasion. Warden Elnora had called to make sure that I had turned off the pump, which I hadn't, and I had to walk up in the orchard and do it. They also said that Shirley had moved to higher ground. You recall we were at her duplex in Kalama one day. I think her duplex is up on high enough ground, but if I recall, we had to come through some rather low streets before we got there. So I guess she's going to stay on higher ground until they're sure that the flood danger is passed from the slides and the water that is coming down from Mount Adams. At the present time, they just gave a report of 5 lives being lost. 2 of them were in their car, and they were baked, evidently, when the mountain first exploded from the heat. There were some National Geographic people on the mountain at the time of the explosion. They do not know the fate of these people at this time, whether they got down or not. Of course, there's lots of other interesting stories that keep coming, some of them humorous, some of them tragic. It seems that areas outside of Yakima are getting better news coverage of what's going on than we are here. So I'll probably have to read in tomorrow's newspaper or next week's Newsweek or next month's Geographic to learn more about what was actually going on. 3/8 to 1/2 inch of this silt on the ground. It seems like every time I open the door, a little more fillers in the house, so I haven't checked for some time. In fact, I haven't been out since I went to take care of the pump. About 7:15. Right now, it is an eerie red out as the sun is starting to set. Or I can't find the camera. It'd be a beautiful picture right now if I were able to capture it. The silica is and ash is white like snow. Of course, the sky around the whole perimeter of the heights is just a glowing red. According to the latest information, we may have as much as 2 to 3 or 4 days of this. I'd hoped by this time that I'd heard from your mother. Not that I'm greatly concerned, but I do hope that they have found some good place to stay for the duration of this. I talked earlier about the electrical storm. Brian called, so there was a special on TV, King TV, about the eruption, so I turned on our TV. In fact, I found out all they had to do was plug it back in. Because this morning when I unplugged it, evidently wasn't soon enough because the off switch is burned out. I can turn up the volume, I can change channels, I can turn it down, but I can't turn our TV off unless I turn the power off. I suppose we'll have lots of TV specials from now on. Just watched a special and the ash is falling as far east now as Wyoming. All the airports east of the Cascades are closed in Yakima, including Spokane, because of the danger of picking up the silt in the aircraft engines. Of course, all planes to Seattle are being routed southward and then to the west of Mount St. Helens because the ash is now as high as 60,000 feet. At 5:05, there was another big eruption. I don't think that ash has reached us yet, or at least maybe has bypassed us. The only danger we have now, with the latest news report, is something called russet, which could form on the fruit. It's kind of like a scale, makes them rough on the outside. This could happen to the cherries or to the apples if they form before all this silica ash is out of the trees. Lynn's dog Snitz just crawled up on my lap and on top of the tape recorder, and I'm trying to move it around so she doesn't turn it off or cause some other noise. Dog has finally settled down but still doesn't know quite what to think because she goes outside, and of course the snow is snow, well, the dust that looks like snow is so powdery, and yet it's not snow. I'm looking out the window now, and for the first time I can see the top of the carport and the trees out in the orchard. And here it is, nearly 7:30. So this is the first time it's been this light since 10:30 this morning.